Welcome to Off the Record, talking real estate with Joe and Michaela. If you're interested in the Portland, Oregon real estate market and want the unvarnished inside scoop, you've come to the right place. Thanks for giving us a listen. Welcome, everyone. We are here today with Dan Dockray, who is a friend of the podcast here and has been doing an incredible job in Telluride, Colorado. Is that right, Dan?
That's right.
So how long have you been in Colorado?
Well, I've been in Colorado for about 25 years now, and but I've been in Telluride for 23 of those.
Wow.
Yeah, I originally moved to Aspen. I was a total ski bum at first. And
no.
Found Telluride, thought it was amazing, and thought I was going to be here for 1 year, and now it's been quite a bit longer than that.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I didn't know much about Telluride at all until I got to know you, which is so funny. And then I started Googling it and oh my gosh, it is one of the most beautiful places I think I've seen at least pictures of. It reminds me of Switzerland. It's gorgeous.
It's a really...
So I can see why you ended there.
Very special place to live. Feel really lucky every day. And even after 23 years, you still do new stuff, awesome mountains. You know, it's really... pretty exquisite place to live.
So tell us about your business. Are you a single broker? Do you have a team, assistants? How do you work your business?
Sure. I'm a single broker. I have a personal assistant who's also a licensed agent. And then we do have like a transaction coordinator and also a marketing team with Liv Sotheby's that we use extensively to give us some of the best marketing we have.
Nice. Liv Sotheby's does such an amazing job. My cousin is actually a managing principal broker for Colorado Springs, Benjamin Day. And we've been out. Do you know Ben?
I talked to him last week. I sent a referral to their team.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
They do a great job out there. We've been out to Colorado a number of times for family reunions and different stuff like that. But I have never checked the box off for Telluride. So that's definitely one of the spots that I want to get to. But love Liv Sotheby's. You guys have an incredible program. It seems like you guys get amazing support there from the company. Can you speak to that a little bit about what they do that you like?
Sure. Yeah. And I think it's, you know, all around with Sotheby's from the top and from Liv Sotheby's. But Liv has given us a world-class marketing team that I've used extensively. And I really didn't fully appreciate the reach. It starts with, you know, your general marketing, your brochures and putting together all of that and the support and the backbone that's there with design, helping you with verbiage, just anything you need in that. But it goes all the way up to, you know, I sold Tom Cruise's house a couple of years ago and we relied on the top of our marketing team in Denver, plus Brad Nelson and others in New York. And we had the best marketing support that I think is available in the world.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah. Sotheby's, I've been in the business 29 years myself here, and I was just blown away the first time I met with the Sotheby's marketing team and just how they present properties and everything that goes into it. It's pretty amazing. So
yeah, and it, you know, it starts with just incredible photography, drone shots. We use all different kinds of media for our social stuff. They've been awesome. We send anything to them and they really put the artistic, professional look on everything we need.
So what's your footprint? Are you just Telluride or how far out will you go?
I go about an hour from Telluride, mostly for ranches. And I currently have a ranch that's about 45 minutes out under contract at about $7 million. But I also go to some smaller communities you may not know, like Norwood, Ouray, and Ridgeway, and Rico. And those are all within about 45 minutes to an hour of Telluride. And they're great communities. They're really beautiful and we do a decent amount of business in those areas.
That's fantastic.
I'm just curious about Telluride a little bit more. Who like is moving to and from that area? Like where primarily are you seeing people move from when they do land in the area?
Yeah, that's a good question.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, we have, I would say about 25 to 30% of our business is coming straight from Texas. We're really easy to get to. There's direct flights from Austin, Dallas, and Houston to Montrose, which is the connector for Telluride. So that's a really big part of our market. We also have a lot of people coming out of the Phoenix area. Largely, those are summer buyers to cool off and skiers that like to, you know, kind of like to do both. And we have a decent amount of Chicago and New York as well. Those are both big markets for us.
Wow.
And kind of all over the U.S. in a lot of ways.
Right. What's the average price point there in Telluride right
now? Average price point downtown right now is about $4.5 million. And because there's a wide variety of stuff, most properties are selling above that, but we do have a lot of the smaller one bedrooms and stuff like that that also sell.
Very nice. And what have you seen the market trending like in Telluride? Are you guys short inventory like we are out here on the West Coast?
Yeah, extraordinarily low inventory. About 25% of the 10-year average. So acute low inventory. You can go downtown Telluride. There's about maybe 15 homes for sale right now. And the 30-year average is about 40. In Mountain Village, it's very low as well. So we're seeing this very low inventory. However, we are seeing certain sectors that are moving slower than others. And that's like if you want to have a remodel property or something that needs work, people seem to be shying away from that. And the same with land. So we're seeing a bit of a two different markets where if it's brand new and it's amazing, it can sell at a record price and very quickly. Where if it needs a lot of work and it's just the headaches, it might even make sense financially. A lot of buyers are kind of dragging their heels on that and going, no, you know, I did a project over COVID. I don't know if I feel like another project right now. And so we're seeing that part of the market a little slower and maybe a little bit of a buyer's market in there creeping in.
We were seeing the same thing in the Portland metro area. If it's dialed in, if it's ready to go, man, those things move pretty quickly. But if there's any amount of work or there's flaws, it can sit. And it's amazing how that buyer taste evolves, you know, because before everyone was looking for the fixer upper and something that they could, you know, put their touch on. And now it doesn't. No one wants to seem to touch that.
Because everyone tried it and they saw it not go so well.
That's not as easy as it sounded like.
Yeah, well, and I wonder, I'm sure you've seen the same that we've seen is where construction costs have also gone through the roof. Mm-hmm. Before the pandemic, construction costs in the town of Telluride were about $700 per foot. And now they're about $1,500 per foot. And that doesn't include soft costs. And the time frame's gone from about 18 months to construct a home after you pull a permit to about 3 years. So, you know, people kind of look at it now and they're like, oh, I've got like a 4-year project after planning and it's extraordinarily expensive. I'd rather be in Telluride soon, buy something that's finished.
I hear you there. So if there's a buyer coming to your area and they're looking for something a little more affordable, is there a certain neighborhood or suburb that you would recommend?
Yeah, there is.
Affordable being a relative term, of course, Dan.
Affordable is very relative. You know, there are some smaller condos downtown Telluride that were built in the 70s, kind of on our west side of town. And that is a good place for quote unquote affordable. 2 bedrooms in the 1.5 million zone, 1 bedrooms in the 800 to a million zone. That's kind of affordable downtown. And then for other zones, you can go out a little bit farther to like the ski ranches and San Miguel Canyon, and you get into where you could get a single family home for about $1 million to $2 million.
Nice. What about ski in, ski out? What's your bottom line you're going to have to fork over for
if
that?
If you want true trail side, you're at this point in the market, you're either going to have to pay for a remodel at about $8 million, or you can step up and get in something that's finished and beautiful, but for about $13 to $15 million. And that's unless you go to condos. So that's in single family home.
Are you seeing many condos?
Trailside? There's not a lot trailside, but we have a couple buildings that are trailside. So when you're saying, hey, I want a ski and ski out condo, we just watch those buildings until we can get something for you there. And a lot of times I market specific to the people and the owners in those buildings to try to find a seller, which I'm sure you guys probably do the same thing.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So let's say Michaela and I are rolling into Telluride. What's your go-to restaurant? Where are you sending us?
So for fine dining, the new Sheraton Chop House is my favorite. It's amazing. Okay. For over 20 years, it's been the best. It's in a historic building right on Colorado Ave with nice views and an amazing, you know, 1913 style brought up amazing place.
So you're going to get the full Telluride flavor there, right?
And exquisite service. It's really an incredible place.
Nice. Very nice.
What about something that's a little more unique to the city or like a lunch spot?
Well, one of the most unique things is actually Allred's restaurant. It's on top of the gondola between Telluride and Mountain Village, which is a free gondola that connects the two towns. And Allred's has like 12-foot glass windows at 10,500 feet looking over the mountains. And so you want a unique Telluride experience. That is pretty incredible. And the food is great too, for sure.
That's fantastic.
That's awesome. Wow. I want to plan a trip already. Would you recommend the Airbnb route, or are there a couple hotels?
Well, I always tell you, give me a call for sure, and we'd help you out. But Airbnb and VRBO are amazing. And there are a couple great hotels as well. If people want the amenities of a pool and all that kind of stuff, there's the Hotel Madeline. There's the Peaks Hotel. And the big news for Telluride is we're about to have a Four Seasons hotel under construction.
I think I read that. That's a big deal.
It's a huge game changer for the town of Mountain Village, which is basically attached to Telluride via the gondola. And it should break ground later this year, but it might be next year until it breaks ground.
Got it.
Exciting.
So I'm curious, where do people fly into when their destination is Telluride?
So you can fly directly into Telluride, and there's a company called Denver Air Connect, and they fly jets from Phoenix and Denver to Telluride. So if you connect out of those areas, they're very easy to use. But a lot of people, and probably 95% of the travelers, go into Montrose, Colorado. And Montrose is about an hour and 15 drive. It's amazingly beautiful, and it's a very easy connector airport. So there's a lot of direct flights.
Nice. Very nice. Well, we really appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, this is a fun treat. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is a fun treat. Telluride and any ski destination, I'm always just all about. I grew up in the Midwest and started skiing in the flatlands of Michigan, of all places. So when I moved out to the West Coast and started skiing in the Cascades, and then went down to Utah and the Wasatch, and did a little bit in Colorado. I've been to Aspen once, but Telluride has always been that one that's just like, oh man, I got to get there. So now we got a connection there. And so does everyone on our podcast.
Well, I'd love to roll the red carpet out for you. I love Telluride. And one of the unique things, and that's probably why you haven't been here, is it's a little hard to get to compared to some other ski areas. But that means we have no lines.
That's what I've heard.
I mean, living here, I'm so spoiled, and I just go ski onto the lift. If I slow down, it's usually a friend in the line, you know, and it's a really fun place in that laid back respect. You know, you get to get out of you're not in lines for coffee. You're not in lines for anything.
How often are you doing fresh tracks in the morning, work in the afternoon?
I probably get about 30 or 40 days like that a winter. And, you know, I have the Bluetooth speakers in my helmet, and, you know, got to work, boom, take the call, deal with it on the lift, and then go ski powder. It's living the dream.
We had a call the other day, and I told everyone, I had a call with Dan Dockery this morning, and he was on a ski lift, and I was so jealous all day, because I'm lucky to get two ski days a year.
I know. So you're my hero.
I've got about over 40 days this year already, and I love it. You know, that's why I moved to Telluride, and that's why people buy in Telluride too. This is a lifestyle purchase. It's, hey, I want to kind of break the norm and be in mountains and live a mountain lifestyle.
Well, the price point and the appreciation that you guys have seen over the past 10 or 20, 30 years proves that it's a lifestyle that a lot of people want. So, you know, whatever you guys are doing there, keep it up, because it's absolutely amazing.
We're going to keep trying. You know, it's a big part of my life here, and I like sharing it with my clients.
Yeah. So cool. Well, cool, yeah. Tell our listeners where they can find you, your website, your email, phone number.
Yeah, absolutely. My website's dandockery.com. My email is dan.dockery@sotheby'srealty.com. And my phone number is 970-708-0666.
Awesome. And we'll put that all in the show notes. So if you're interested in buying real estate in Telluride, or even just visiting, please reach out to our friend Dan.
Thanks so much, Dan. We really appreciate having you.
Yeah, thanks so much. It was a pleasure being on, and really appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you out in Telluride.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
See you then.
Thanks for joining us today. If you're interested in finding out more about Joe, myself, or the Live Portland team, you can go to liveportland.com. Thanks for giving us a listen, and see you next time on the Off the Record podcast.